Hey, John Prine, thanks for the tunes. They were sweet as peaches, crazy as loons. You were telling us how to be good to each other. A smart ass smile, a nameless lover. But it's rough down here since we got the news. Might take a miracle to kill these blues. Everybody been crying like a little girl. You know why, big old goofy world. But tonight, heaven is a happy place. They were all sick of singing Amazing Grace. Now it's for Sam Whistle, Lean on Me. Everybody singing in harmony. Tonight in heaven it must be nice. They're all eating peaches in paradise. All of them angels lined up in a queue. Just to go fishing with you. Just to go fishing with you. Hey, John Prine, just one more thing. You're the one who made us all wanna sing. You made it look so easy, it sounds so fun. We'll sing a little sweeter now that you're all done. Please tell Petty we've been breaking down since Merlin, Bowie, Lennon, and Prince. You got a pretty good band up there, I guess. We all wish you all the best. But tonight, heaven is a happy place. They were all sick of singing Amazing Grace. Now it's for Sam Whistle, Lean on Me. Everybody singing in harmony. Tonight in heaven it must be nice. They're all eating peaches in paradise. All of them angels lined up in a queue. Just to go fishing with you. Just to go fishing with you. Just to go fishing with Jesus and Petty and you.
About that, the Logbook of Love. Oh, what a great tune. Jones and Leva. This is KFSK, Petersburg, Alaska, Fishhead Radio, and the award-winning radio station, KFSK, and I say that because news director Olivia Rose and reporter Taylor Heckert were awarded for their good work at the Alaska Press Club. And you could have read about that or heard about it on the radio already, but boy, they do a good job. It's not everybody that gets invited up to the Alaska Press Club and gets appreciated for their good work. So this is Friday's Street Beat Show. I'm Alec McMurrin. We'll start the show off by reading from a book called Streets to the Past, the Historic Street Name Guide for Petersburg, Alaska, written by Emily Blender and published by the Claussen Memorial Museum. I think Sue Jennings was there at the time. She gets some credit in here for something, but I'm sure she covered design. And this is the story of the boats that some of the streets in Petersburg are named after. And last week, we read about the Yugoslav, which turned into the Luwalda. That was pretty interesting, actually. And that was, this is the F.B. Karlik. Year launched, 1929. Length, 77 and a half feet. Engine, 450 horsepower, unknown make. Color, black hull with white house. Service types, tender and fish trap. Shipyard in Shipwright, Tacoma, Washington. Karlik Street. The Karlik was a sister ship to the Haukan and was constructed for Northwestern Fisheries. She was named for one of their canneries on Karlik River and Kodiak Island. They were painted identically with black hulls and white houses. One reason why the hulls were painted black is that the dark paint hides the rust stains from the nails. The dark hulls tend to look better for longer periods of time as compared to the white hulls, which pinpoint nails by the vertical rust streaks on the hull. The reason so many boats are painted white, though, is that the color is best for keeping the ice from melting, reflecting, rather than absorbing the sun rays. The Karlik was originally powered with a 200-horsepower Atlas Imperial. In 1971, the Sidonia went down. It went into Port Hugh in 80 knots of wind and literally blew apart. Her 365-horsepower Caterpillar engine was salvaged and put into the Karlik. In 1934, Pacific American Fisheries bought out Western Fisheries and acquired both vessels as part of the deal. I'm guessing the Karlik and the Haukan. In 1936, the skipper of the Karlik found herself in Warren Channel between Warren Island and Kosciuszko Island trying to set a fish trap. Tide runs very swiftly there, and the Karlik couldn't set the trap alone, so the Quadra was enlisted to help. The Karlik was towing the trap, and the Quadra helped by pushing. They were making headway for a while, but the tide was strong, and when they got within 100 feet of where they were supposed to be, they couldn't set the trap, and they couldn't get it there any closer, so the crews had to quit and anchor up for the night. The trap was set at slack tide the next day. The crew of the Karlik was very disappointed. They would all miss the dance at the Sons of the Norway Hall, and they'd really been looking forward to it. These dances were the highlight of Bachelor's Week. They were held at the Sons of Norway Hall, and they always had a live band. Admission was free for women, but it cost men $1 to get in. And during World War II, the U.S. Navy took over the Karlik, and she was stationed in Kodiak. Today, she had been rebuilt, but her house was still old style, where the passage between the rooms is only outside on deck. She's still packing out of Seattle, Washington, for the Karlik fisheries. And, of course, all this information is, you know, current at the date of publication, first edition, 1999, so it's a good story. Well, thanks a lot. We'll just continue on with some, starting off with some on and off, some maritime rootsy sounding stuff, and then later on, who knows? Thanks a lot for listening.
Myself in my youth, and my first meeting with a land I love true. Softly winds blowing this beautiful day, when we came sailing in Bristol Bay. We leave Seattle in the middle of June, bound for Alaska with a hope and fortune. From the mountains, big rivers are flowing away, and meeting the banks of the Bristol Bay. Beautiful landscape, wonderful sight, the sounds from the river whistling out in the light. Alaska, midsummer night, you can feel so strongly the nature's might. Where Naknek River comes to the sea, we set on the line for the kingfishery. After 4 weeks, I will only say, I lost my heart in Bristol Bay. There are many kings around the whole world, but only one queen who is my pearl, and I will love her till the rest of my day, until the last sunrise in Bristol Bay.
Sickly wife, she's nothing to do, only sit there and cry, praying and praying to God she would die. A friend of my own came to see me one day. He told me my wife, she was pining away. He afterwards told me that she would get strong if I'd get a bottle from dear Dr. John.
Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of my life, I'll go down in the soil if my wife don't stop drinking
your cod liver oil. I bought her a bottle, well, just for to try, and the way that she drank it, yeah, I think she might die. I bought her another, it vanished the same. And then she got cod liver oil on the brain. I bought her another, she drank it no doubt. And then she began to get terrible stout. And when she got stout, well, of course she got strong. And I became jealous of dear Dr. John.
Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of my life, I'll go down in the soil if me wife don't stop drinking
in your cod liver oil.
The house it resembles a great doctor's shop. It's covered in bottles from bottom to top. Early the morning, the kettle does boil. You would swear it was singing of a cod liver oil.
Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of my life, I'll go down in the soil if me wife don't stop drinking. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of my life, I'll go down in the soil if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil.
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no,
I got a little story about a city boy that came from Wisconsin up from Illinois so he can enter the big fish contest. It's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told him, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish, but let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish. I told you there, guy. Can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing? Can't catch fish. For Christ's sake. You can't catch fish. Go back to Illinois, hey. Can't catch fish. Brand new motor and boat with a bunch of fancy gear, Christ's sakes, you know, and lures. Every style, type, and size. If you think that'll help, you're in for a surprise, because money can't buy skill. You know the guys and me, we can catch them at will against Shadrath. You ain't no match. Fish are just something that you can't catch. For crying out loud, guy, you can't catch fish. What the heck you doing? You can't catch fish. Jeez, guy, come on. You can't catch fish. Give me a rod and reel and take a step back so I can show you the deal, how it's done. Now check this out, I'm catching crappie, sauger, perch and lake trout, or walleye and pike. Take a few notes while I show you what it's like to throw a cast. And 10 seconds later, I was reeling in the bass, and you can never catch a bass like this. Because let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish. I'm telling you, hey, you can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. I got a bite. Time. You don't know what you're doing. Your brains must be manure. You don't use a bobber when you're casting with the lure. But when you thought you got one, you had to go and brag. You fought it for an hour even though it was a snag. Then you finally hooked a muskie, and I said it's about time. But you didn't know how to set your drag, and the fish took all your line. Can't catch fish. Yeah, guy. You can't catch fish. Go hire a guide, hey. You can't catch fish. For Christ's sakes. You can't catch fish. Hey, I told you so. Another bite. Time. You thought that you could beat us, but I knew you'd never win. Cause you're from Illinois and we're from Wisconsin. I know you wanna argue, but guy, you know I'm right. Cause we filled up all our stringers and you haven't got a bite. Well, you came and lost the contest. Crape sakes, I told you so. You better pack your gear, get the heck out of here and back to Chicago. Can't catch fish.
No.
Can't catch fish.
No.
You can't catch fish.
No.
That's right there, guy. You can't catch fish.
No,
I told you there, hey. Can't catch fish.
No,
listen to Shadrath. Can't catch fish.
No,
just stay in Illinois. Can't catch fish.
No.
Stop. Miller time.
Come on, you bold young men. Don't morning you take by me. Never to lead your single life astray or into bad company, as I myself have done, be it all in the month of May. When I was pressed by sea captain, pirateer to trade, to the eastern seas we were bound, to plunder the raging main. And many is the brave and the galleon ship that we sent to a watery grave. Off of Freeport we did steer, our provisions to renew. When what did we spy but a bold man of war, a sailing 3 feet to our two? Well, she fired across our bows, if to and don't refuse. Surrender now to my command, or else your lives you'll lose. But our decks, they were spattered with blood, and our cannons did louder roar. Broadside and broadside along, while we played, we could fight no more. And a thousand times I saw myself alone, all alone with me Polly on the shore. Dark in a roving eye, and here am I pleading on the deck, and for her sweet sake she'll die. Farewell to me, family and my friends. Farewell to me, Polly too. But never I've crossed the wild sea wide if I'd have been ruled by you. And a thousand times I saw myself alone, all alone with me Polly on the shore.
What is it about fish? You may never have been to sea, never eaten or seen fish that shape your destiny. That's the thing about fish. Tell us how people survived here throughout the years, and how the poor families of laboring fishermen got by on nothing but blood, sweat, and tears. What is it about fish that haunts the soul that wanders here? It takes us back to a bleaker time and more severe. That's the thing about fish. If you read your history, you know that it's always been said how hard done by we are. So oft repeated we've come to believe it, so we stand still and wonder why we never get far. What is it about fish that makes us want to give it all away, whatever we are? It's fish that brought us where we are today. That's the thing about fish. We just have to cast a glance over our shoulder at the trail of false prophets who've led us far wrong. Be wary of those blaring patriot trumpets, as though there was doubt about where we belong. What is it about fish and how our story has been told? Now it's all about oil, hydro, iron, or nickel and gold. It'll smell like fish. It brought us here from distant lands. Now we're under the flame, trying to scrub the smell off our hands. That's the thing about strength that we gain from the journey we've taken, the loved ones we've lost to the treacherous foe, the pride that we share in the land of our forebears, good fortunes we seek in the comforts of home. What is it about fish? Ancient symbol of Christian love, feeds body and soul from oceans ruled by God above. That's the thing about fish. You may never have been to sea, never in nor seen fish that shaped your destiny. That's the thing about fish. That's the thing about fish. That's the thing about fish. That's the thing about fish.
From the forecastle, back from the chime to the poop, tumbled out the port watch cursing, and the cock crowed loud from the coop. Well, the sea was as bright as a mirror, and the moon was shiny as steel, when Ginger limped aft at midnight for to relieve the wheel. Well, he spat on his hands as he took it, and the course which was full and by. Happy New Year, says Ginger. Oh, the same to yourself, says I. Here's a bit more meat in your lobscouse, a few more plums in your duff, a few less kicks on the uppence, and a bit more smooth with the rough. Here's grub whenever you're hungry, grog whenever you're dry, and happy New Year, says Ginger. Oh, the same to yourself, says I. Wasn't more to say, just a warm and a comfortable feeling at the end of a long hard day. The wind whistled through the rigging and the waves played along the rail. We all looked along just a jigging, like a couple dancing under a veil. The smell of a fresh cup of coffee mingled with the salt sea air, and her deck rose up and settled back down, seemed the world didn't have a care. Here's a bit more meat in your love's house, a few more plums in your duff, a few less kicks on the ovens, and a bit more smooth with the rough. Here's grub whenever you're hungry, grog whenever you're dry, and happy New Year, says Ginger. Oh, the same to yourself, says I. Oh, happy New Year, says Ginger, and the same to yourself, says I.
in the bottle in the old anchor bar. Ain't no one going out fishing. There's an ill wind been a-blowing over these docks, and there are storm clouds in the distance. Old Jack's fished these waters for 40-some years. Now his sons and his daughters, they're sharing his fears that the cannery's closed in this little town. 'Cause there ain't no more fish and the prices are down, and they're passing the bottle in the old anchor bar. There ain't no one going out fishing. There's an ill wind been a-blowing over these docks, and there are storm clouds in the distance. Some say the big trawlers took more than their share. They blame all the foreigners been a-fishing out there. Poor regulation or pollution, they claim. What the hell does it matter? It's all just the same when you're passing the bottle in the old anchor bar. Ain't no one going out fishing. There's an ill wind been a-blowing over these docks, and there are storm clouds in the distance. And now proud fishing vessels silently lay in harbor and dry dock where they rot and decay. Season to season, untended they'll stand, to all become derelict, forgotten by men who are passing the bottle in the old anchor bar. There ain't no one going out fishing. There's an ill wind been a-blowing over these docks, and there are storm clouds in the distance. They're passing the bottle in the old anchor bar. Ain't no one going out fishing. There's an ill wind been a-blowing over these docks, and there are storm clouds in the distance. They're passing the bottle in the old anchor bar. Ain't no one going out fishing. There's an ill wind been a-blowing over these docks, and there are storm clouds in the distance. They're passing the bottle in the old anchor bar. Ain't no one. There's an ill wind that blows over these docks. Storm clouds in the distance. They're passing the bottle.
Take me back to my western boat. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary's, where the hagdoms sail and the foghorns wail. With my friends the Browns and the Clearys, let me fish off Cape St. Mary. Let me feel my dory lift to the let me sail up Golden Bay with my oilskins all streaming and my old Cape Anna gleaming with my oilskins all streaming. Let me view that rugged shore where the beaches all glisten with the capelin's fall, where from dusk till dawn you bait your trawl and listen to the undertow a hissing.
Fish.
The time is just before 1:30 here at KFSK, Petersburg, Alaska. Fishhead Radio, award-winning KFSK.
Off the coast of Africa, bound for South America, a world away from here, is a ship that sails the sea, is a man who's just like me, and I wish that I was there. I'm a lonely lighthouse, not a ship out in the night. I'm watching the sea. She's come halfway around the world to see the light and to stay away from me. There is a shipwreck lying at my feet, some weary refugee from the rolling deep. Ah, could you lose it all and fall for me? Couldn't we shine? Feel lost and lonely and don't know where to go, and you hear this song on the radio, or even if you're feeling healthy and strong, you might like to sing along. But just because I might be standing here, that don't mean I won't be wrong this time. You could follow me. Coast of Africa, bound for South America, a world away from here, is a ship that sails the sea, is a man who's just like me, and I wish that I was there.
Star, Blue Funnel, P and Null, to me they're all the same. You spend your poke and come on rope, then go to sea again.
Oh, swallow the anchor, you're a sea-going fool. Swallow the anchor, keep your feet in Liverpool, keep your feet in Liverpool.
Stay clear of the merchant navy, rip up your old paybook. All those good discharges, they aren't worth the second look. Stay out and tramps and whalers, leave the Liberty ships alone. There's not a rivet in them, you might never make it home.
Oh, swallow the anchor, you're a sea-going fool. Swallow the anchor, keep your feet in Liverpool, keep your feet in Liverpool.
A man
man at sea is a good A.B. because it's all he knows. The pavement streets is not the same as the deck beneath your toes. Forget the wife that sees your life alone there in your kit. You're no good to a woman when you're married to a ship.
Oh, swallow the anchor, you're a seagoing fool. Swallow the anchor, keep your feet in Liverpool. Keep your feet in Liverpool.
Stay out to Sydney Harbour and don't go near Port Said. Take the kids on the ferry boats as far as Birkenhead. It's no good when you're 60 with salt water in your shoes. And all you've got to show for it is an handful of tattoos.
Oh, swallow the anchor, you're a seagoing fool. Swallow the anchor, keep your feet in Liverpool. Keep your feet in Liverpool. Oi!
There is nothing like a letter to make me feel a little better on those lonely nights when you are far away. And you ought to write a letter right away.
I'd like to write you a letter, but there's really nothing that I have to say. There is nothing I am doing that would interest you in any special way. All the words that I was turning and turning and turning in my head just all have vanished away. I'd like to write you a letter, but you're just too far away. All my love and memory, a little piece of paper in my hand, and had to travel 2,000 miles.
Ships out on the ocean, I only deep blue sea. I'm kissing on my baby and she back on me. I'm all about my loving. I like to have my fun. If you want to be a girl of mine, bring it with you when you come. Look here. Step over here, honey. Kiss your daddy on the lips. When you walk away, wiggle, 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 go shake my hips. Cause I'm wild about my loving. A girl of mine, baby, bring it with you when you come. Arms around me, baby, just like that. Circle around the sun. Do me, baby, like my easy rider done. Cause I'm wild about my loving. I like to have my fun. If you want to be a girl of mine, bring it with you when you come. Oh, I love you, baby. No, I do. Anything in your world just to get along with you. Cause I'm wild about my loving. Oh, I like to have my fun. If you want to be a girl of mine, bring it with you when you come.
keep my lamp lit to warn the sailors on their way. I'll tell a story, paint you a picture from my past. I was so happy, but joy in this life seldom. Ships at sea, we had grown closer, till his joy meant everything to me, and he was to marry a girl who shone with beauty and light, and they loved each other, and with me watched the sunsets into found her washed up on the shore. He kissed her cold face, that they'd be together soon, he swore. I saw him crying, watched as he buried her in the sand. And then he climbed my tower,
up the door, say now I won't be your servant no more.
while searching for the way I wandered far astray. Stranger showed an easy path to me, but as we walked along I could see the path was wrong. But the stranger had me under lock and key. Satan, I won't be no servant to thee. Satan, I won't be no servant to thee. You had my soul in slavery, but Jesus come to set me free. Satan, I won't be no servant to thee. I found that Satan's way is darkness and decay. The toll that he claims destroys the soul. The balm he offered me was lies and slavery. But Jesus broke my chains and made me whole. Satan, I won't be your slave again. Satan, I won't be your slave again. Trying to free myself from pain, I've got myself a ball and chain. Satan, I won't be your slave again. Satan, I won't be your servant no more. Satan, I won't be your servant no more. Imprisoned in a place so poor that Jesus opened up the door. Satan, I won't be your servant no more.
Fish.
sleep and you butt in and you hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and you're shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens try to sleep and you butt in. Getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens try to sleep and you butt in and you hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin.
tumbles until there's nothing left. Yes, just like me.
Fixed this old guitar, he brought it back to life. High glue on his fingers, roosters running round outside. Neck about to snap right off, cracks up and down the sides. The bridge was held by nuts and bolts, Martin Parlor size. I said, man, can you fix it? And he said, probably so. Just leave it here, I'll check it out, and then I'll let you know.
Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar. It was broken, now it's not. The opposite of you and me, the first thing that I thought. Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar, it sings just like it sang. In August 1880, the first time that it rang, it hung up at a hardware store, some lady took it down. Brought it home to muggy evenings in some Mississippi town. And by the time I held it, it was really just a shell. Didn't know if it could sing again, but I knew who could tell. Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar. It was broken, now it's not. The opposite of you and me, the first thing that I thought. Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar, he brought it back to life. High glue on his fingers, roosters running round outside. Hugh Hansen fixed this old guitar, it was broken, now it's not. The opposite of you and me, first thing that I thought. The opposite of you and me, that's just what I thought.
Told me today, boy, you're wasting your life away. She said, it's bad how I spend my time. She said, I'll never make a dime. I told her that I like to sleep late in the morning. I don't like to wear no shoes. I'll make love to women while I'm living a drunk on a bottle of booze. I know I can't keep living this way, being broke from day to day. I gotta stop this running around. I get a job and settle down. Oh, but I like to sleep late in the morning. I don't like to wear no shoes. I make love to the women while I'm living drunk on a bottle of booze. I know this can't go on. Yes, I should get up at dawn. Or get a job and do it right. I'll be in bed by 8 each night. Hey, but I like to sleep late in the morning. I don't like to wear no shoes. I make love to the women while I'm living drunk on a bottle of booze. Take it, David. Fingers, do your stuff. I mean, you probably don't. This is really hard. I mean, it might not impress you, but see, it's bass and treble at the same time. I know that there's a lot waiting for me. Straight as how it should be. I'll be smiling all the time. I get my hair cut and the sneakers shine. Oh, but I like to sleep late in the morning. I don't like to wear no shoes. I'll make love to the women while I'm living drunk on a bottle of booze. Gal told me today. She said, David, you're wasting your life away. She said, it's bad how you spend your time. Son, you never make a dime. Oh, but I'd like to sleep late in the morning. I don't like to wear no shoes. I make love to the women while I'm living drunk on a bottle of booze.
life in the middle and not on the edge. You're hopelessly Midwestern. If a big Saturday means clipping the hedge, you're hopelessly Midwestern. You like to shop at Sears, drink a lot of iced tea, like to dance the polka and to watch TV.
Then the jury is in and the critics agree. You're hopelessly Midwestern.
Hopelessly Midwestern, corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern,
square pegs in a big round world. Now you can go from sea to shining sea.
Right in the middle, that's the place to be.
And if you like it like that, you're a lot like me.
Hopelessly Midwestern.
Now, if you think every highway should be flat and straight,
you're hopelessly Midwestern. And if you still think that sushi looks a lot like bait,
you're hopelessly Midwestern. You like your potatoes mashed, your chicken fried, your green beans boiled, and your apples pied.
And you ain't trusted nothing since Rock Hudson died. You're hopelessly Midwestern.
Hopelessly Midwestern, corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern,
square pegs in a big round world. Now you can go from sea to shining sea.
Right in the middle, that's the place to be.
And if you like it like that, you're a lot like me.
Hopelessly Midwestern.
Now if annual rainfall's a real big topic,
you're hopelessly Midwestern. And if the Pocono Mountains sound kind of exotic,
you're hopelessly Midwestern. If you like Gerald Ford as much as Betty, and a big cornfield looks mighty pretty,
and if you'd rather go to hell than go to New York City, you're hopelessly Midwestern.
Hopelessly Midwestern, corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern,
square pegs in a big round world. Now you can go from sea to shining sea.
Right in the middle, that's the place to be.
And if you like it like that, you're a lot like me.
Hopelessly Midwestern.
Jump, jump.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Can you feel it coming? It's gonna set you back on your heels. It's gonna sound like humming. And you'll be leaving how good it feels. And we'll all be making love on a hillside in the
Sunday's a sin. I don't believe in that though. If a fish bite my line on a Sunday morning, really see nothing wrong with fishing on Sunday at all. I'm going fish, 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 fish. Boy, I'm going fishing. Hook, sinker, and line. I said fish, 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 fish. Yes, I'm going fishing. Just to eat.